Hey there, sweetie. You don't usually come to the park this late. Usually you'd be asleep. I assume, anyway. Did something happen? Oh, your mother again? What did she do this time? Oh, you poor thing. Here, let's take a seat on the bench. No, it's not okay. A mother shouldn't even think those things about her child. Much less shout them at you. You know you're not, right? You're not useless. You're not unneeded. No matter what the woman says. Seriously, I can't believe her nerve. No, don't let her get into your head, sweetie. It's easy to look down on yourself, but through my eyes, I can see you for the wonderful person you are. You're very brave, you know? It takes a lot of courage and heart to talk to someone about your problems. You've told me so many things that are so difficult to say. All the things your mother does, the way she treats you, and sometimes you might not even be sure if she's the one in the wrong, because she can just get into your head that much and make you blame yourself. You've accomplished some very challenging things, and you don't give yourself enough credit for that. I mean, I was just a stranger in the park before you started confiding in me. Imagine how much courage that took to make yourself vulnerable to a stranger like that. But I'm glad. I'm glad you reach out to me. I don't want to leave you to suffer alone. I can't. No, you're not a bother. You're not being a burden to me. I know you're not a kid. That doesn't mean you can't lean on me. Adults don't exactly tend to have all their stuff figured out either. If they did, your mother wouldn't verbally and emotionally abuse you like that. You're needed. You really are, sweetheart. For instance, I need you. I always look forward to getting to meet you in the park every day. It makes my day every day. I don't know what I'd do without you. You're an irreplaceable part of my life, and I don't know how your mother could think otherwise about you. I can't understand why she doesn't want you. I'd certainly want you if I were her. Listen, honey, it wasn't just a moment of anger, or a moment of weakness, or anything like that. It's not good to make excuses for her. That's just enabling her bad habits. If it was really just a moment of anger, then why does she treat you like that all the time? And besides, people show you who they really are when they're angry. They show you what they're really thinking, because they lose their filter. It's easy, you know? It's easy to filter out all the nasty, uncivil thoughts when you're calm. But when you get angry, that all goes out the window and you show your true colors. And your mother has shown you the kind of person she really is many times by now. How many times have you complained to me about your mother doing things like this by now? It's a lot, right? Sweetheart, I'm not saying this lightly. I'm really saying it for your own good when I say that your mother is toxic. And you know what you have to do when you meet a toxic person, right? You have to cut them off. There's no use dealing with them. You can salvage the relationship no matter what you do, because that requires both sides to do so, and the toxic person has made their intentions and character clear. But it's okay. I know it can be painful to cut someone off like that, but it's not as much of a loss as it seems. Because you can always form new relationships with people who treat you right. So, if your mother doesn't want you, you just need to find someone who does. And you know, I want you. I want you very, very much. Hey, here's a funny thought. What if I became your mother? Wouldn't that solve both our problems? Because you need a mother who acts like a mother, and I've already told you that I need you. You don't need to feel like a burden about it. Like I said, that's not how I feel about you. I'd be such a good mother for you. I like to think I'm pretty motherly. Well, I've never been one before, but that doesn't mean I can start with you. After all, you've already been talking to me about all your issues for so long, so we're already off to a good start. That's the sort of relationship a mother should have with her child. And I know you're not a child, but that just means you can stay with me legally. It wouldn't be an abduction, but like I was saying, I'd be the perfect mother for you, sweetie. I don't know if it ever came across in our conversations, but I'm really a type to want to spoil you. I adore giving you attention. It doesn't even have to be praising you or cooking for you or giving you gifts or anything like that. I even just like staring at you. I mean, looking. I would do it forever if you'd let me. I'd always be watching over you. Let me know if that sort of thought entices you. Okay, darling? I do want to attend to you with more than just looking, though. There are plenty of ways a mother can show her love. And I know you've really been missing out on that. That's what I'm here for. You need a mother's love, and I need to give it to you. So I was thinking, I could give you hugs. Would you like that, sweetheart? I'm guessing your mother isn't exactly the hugging type. Except maybe if it's to try and excuse all the ways she harms you, of course. But I could fix that little issue for you. You know, since the moment I saw you, I wanted to hug you. How about we make up for lost time? Here, if you have it. If not, it's not a big deal. There we go. Doesn't that feel better? Oh, my poor baby. You've been through so much. I wish I gave you all the hugs from the start. But I was afraid of being too self-indulgent. But now you don't mind, right? You don't mind if I indulge myself a little. If I indulge myself to love you. Thank you, baby. You're really the best sweetie a mother could ever ask for. You just feel so right in my arms. I wish this hug could last forever. Oh, sorry, I hope I wasn't too tight. It was hard to hold back when I just wish I'd never have to let you go. But I guess we'll have plenty of time to hug and do anything else you want later. If you accept my offer, that is. Now, I get that it's a very sudden and very large step to take, to have me become your mother all of a sudden. But how about a little test run? How about you come back to my place, just for a night or a day or however long you want, and we can both act like I'm your mother, just for a little bit. How does that sound, baby? Just until you come to a decision or you want to stop. We can stop this little experiment at any time you want. Any time at all. So, if you feel uncomfortable or it feels too weird for you or if there's any issue at all, just let me know right there and I'll stop it. Because your comfort is important to me. I don't think you'll find it uncomfortable, though. I'll be the best mother that ever was for you. I'd do anything for you, darling. This might sound weird. I hope it doesn't sound that way. But ever since I first talked with you, I dreamt of giving you a loving home and making you mine. I even purchased a larger bed so that it could snugly fit the both of us. Because, of course, I want to be able to watch over you as you sleep, making sure you're safe and sound, making sure your rest is undisturbed. And if something does disturb you, then I want to be right there when you wake up, so I can take care of the problem and assure you that you're safe with me and that everything is fine. And if need be, I can hold you tightly until you drift off soundly to sleep again. I even redecorated my place a bit for you. Ever since you told me what your favorite flower was, I put it all over my house because it reminds me of you. And I love being reminded of you. Not that I need to be reminded of you, because I'm always thinking about you. Because I'm always wanting you, sweetie. And with your favorite flower all over my place, I like to imagine my home's a place where you'd want to stay. And that's my goal. To make a home that you love and want to remain in with me. Ideally, you'd never want to leave. Not even for a moment. It's just, sometimes, I feel like you're too good for this world. You're this precious ball of sunshine and warmth in such a dark and dreary existence. I'm always worried about you, about all the things out there that can harm you. I'm not even just talking about your mother. There are plenty of people out there just like her who can hurt you just as much. And the more I can keep my eyes on you, the more I can keep you right at my side, in my embrace. The more I can protect you from all that. Now, obviously, I'm not saying I'll do this. But a lot of the time, I just wish I could keep you locked up in my house forever. And I could just gently press your head against my chest and caress you on repeat while I tell you everything's okay. And you wouldn't have to worry about a thing. But what our future will look like is all up to you, baby. For now, would you like to come back to my place? At least, for a night? I'll whip you up a nice hot meal, and you can maybe see how soft our bed is, and I can give you all the hugs you want and more. How does that sound, baby? I thought you'd be up to it. Oh, and one more thing. It's about your mother. Your biological mother. Can I ask you a question? If she passed away, would you be sad about it? Oh, she's so lucky she had such a caring child. More than she'll ever know.